184 is on the top.
351.
I'm sorry?
351.
351 at the bottom. Okay. Okay, we're going to start 2, 4, 6, 7 lines in the top. The Alter Rebbe was discussing the concept of fasting. The Alter Rebbe was saying that fasting is like the concept of bringing a korban. It's not tshuva, it's post-tshuva to recreate the relationship with Hashem. So then the Alter Rebbe started explaining that there's a machlekes. What happens if somebody did one sin 10 times? Let's say, I'll give you an example. For anger, he says 151 fasts per anger. Now, what happens if somebody gets angry 10 times? Is it 10 times 151, or is it 1 times 151? Because by carbon, oila, like he says, oila, one carbon was good for many avedas. The carbon chatos, each sin demanded another carbon. So the question is, what's with the fasting? So you quoted the Zayar. The Zayar says you should fast 3 times. Why? Because 3 times already becomes an established blemish through and through. So therefore he says, if you get angry 10 times, you should fast 3 times 151. That's what we left off. Basically means you need to live 500 years to fast for the sins we do in about a week. So he says now, Achin calls that Ba'adam Chazuku Bari. This is only, this concept of fasting is only by a person who is very strong and very healthy. That fasting doesn't hurt their health whatsoever. Like he says, like in the earlier generations, people used to fast a lot, but it didn't affect their health at all. They were functional, they went on with life, they just didn't eat. That a person who many fasts hurt him, that he can come to illness or even a feeling not well, like in our generation, the Alter Rebbe says, it's forbidden to fast a lot. Because if it's going to make you sick, you're losing more than you're gaining. Even if you transgress the worst avedas, where Bezdin kills you or Hashem kills you, how much more so for lesser, stricter avedas, for sure you're not allowed to fast. Only as much as the person could evaluate, that it won't hurt him at all. The funny thing is, today's people, they fast a day, they're dysfunctional for a week. That's what happens to many people today. They fast for one day, they're out of commission for a week. So obviously he says that for sure fasting is no good. Because even in the earlier generations, like in the days of the Tanoim and Amiroim, even then, when they were stronger, they didn't fast. El Abrim, only the healthy people, the Matzul Litzuri Nafshayu, who were able to make, you know, hurt, suffer a little bit. But a person who couldn't do this because he became sick from it, or misanin fasts, is called a sinner. The Alter Rebbe quotes a Gemara. The Gemara says a person who is not able to fast and fasts is called a sinner. Because even in the earlier generations where people were much stronger, they only fasted if they're able to. And he says, Afilu misan al aveda shebiyode. Even if a person fasts, so to speak, for a various at hand, mean that they're doing, like it says, that there's no Jew who's not obligated to bring a carbon chatos for transgressing a positive mitzvah. Mikoshkin, then he says even more so, Mishu Baal Teira, a person who studies Teira. And if he fasts, he's a double sinner. Shecheita v'nenesh b'keflayim, he's sinning and he's punished doubly. Ki machmas chalisha satayin, because of the weakness of the fast. Lo yuchal asik b'karoi, he's not able to learn Torah properly. So not only is he hurting himself, he's not learning. So it's even worse. So the Alter Rebbe says, so what should you do? If a person sinned and they can't fast, and fasting is a tremendous thing to recreate a relationship with Hashem, what do you do? Yalamaita Kante. So he says, what's the tekone? He says, Daniel writes, Chata'echa b'tzedaka perek. Your sins, you should redeem with tzedaka. Meaning, instead of fasting, you give tzedaka. And he says, K'meshikosev ha-poskim, like the poskim write, Litin ba'at koyem tainer shel tshuva. To give for every day of tshuva fasting, that instead of fasting, you should give chai g'day le'pelish. It's not chai gimel pam, it's chai g'day le'pelish, which is a Polish coin in the Alter Rebbe's times, and it should give 18 of those coins. Whereas other poskim write in a more practical way, what two meals a day cost, that's what she give to tzedakah. So let's say, for argument's sake, two meals a day is, I'm not talking about going to the restaurants, but if you, two meals a day, let's say, is, for argument's sake, $10. So for every day you have to fast, you give $10. If you have to fast 1,000 fasts, you give $10,000. You have to fast, it's very easy. If you get angry 10 times, it's over 1,000 fasts. Of course it does.
No, I'm saying how. I didn't say it doesn't. I said how.
By giving tzedakah.
So every time you get angry, you should make a neder? Like,
don't make any neders. You make it worse.
So, I mean, okay, all right. Is Tanya telling you how to deal with anger?
If you can't afford it, you don't do it.
I'm asking you if the Tanya's
telling you... Jake, if you can't afford the tzedakah, you don't get angry.
No, I'm asking you. Is Tanya telling you how to deal with anger?
Is Tanya telling you how to deal
with... Is this what the point is now?
No.
Okay, all right.
If you want to deal with anger, it's Simon Chofeni Gersa Kedish that we learned. But here the Alter Rebbe is speaking very simply. For every day that you have to fast, instead of fasting, give tzedakah, that's all.
I don't know, I mean, people don't do this now, do they?
People don't sin.
No, I'm saying, I mean, the people, I guess it's a private thing. I mean, I don't know, I never heard of it in our times. I guess, I don't know.
He does this.
What? The fasting app, but tzedakah, yeah.
Tzedakah, I never heard of people like, you know, like I didn't embarrass somebody to get tzedakah. I don't really, I mean...
Tzedakah is not buying God off. Tzedakah is after the tshuva.
I still don't...
It is not instead of tshuva. If you do an aveda and you just give $100 to tzedakah, it's not taking away the aveda if you didn't do tshuva. There is a person did an aveda. They went against Hashem, right? They have to do two things. They have to get forgiveness, okay? For instance, somebody does something bad to you, and they ask forgiveness, and you forgive them, okay? That means issues closed, correct? No more punishment, no more... But the relationship still wasn't what it was before the person sinned. So what do, as Alter Rebbe quoted before in the second Perek, the Gemara says, what do you do in such a case? So the person sends a gift to the other person. If I wronged you, and I asked forgiveness, and you forgave me, so therefore you're never going to bring it up again, it's not going to be brought up in Yom HaDin or whatever. But to recreate a relationship, I'll send you a present. That's the concept of a korban, that's the concept of fasting, and that's the concept of tzedakah. You can't buy sins from God. In other words, you can't say, God, I'll give you $1,000,000 to tzedakah, but therefore I'm going to go sin 100 times. It doesn't work. You need to do tshuva. After the tshuva is done, to recreate the relationship with Hashem, you give tzedakah. Why? It's very simple. Because karbonis, fasting, and tzedakah are all the same concept. What's a karbon? A karbon is you take an animal, and you shecht it, and you bring it, and you burn it on the mizbeach. The fats and the blood of the animal are burnt on the mizbeach. Correct? That's what a korban is. What is fasting? When you don't eat, so when you take in food, the food becomes damu basar. It becomes blood and flesh. Right? That's what happens when you eat. So if you don't eat, so you're actually sacrificing to Hashem from yourself, damu basar, blood and flesh. That's fasting. What is tzedakah? The Alter Rebbe explains that a person with this money, two things the Alter Rebbe says. Number one, when a person gives tzedakah, in order to get the money, they have to work. When they work, the whole body is working. The whole blood and flesh is in the working, right? And that money that you got from your blood and flesh, you're giving away to Hashem for tzedakah. And then he says, even if you don't work, you inherited billions of dollars. So what Alter Rebbe says, because helva yachol leknes chayin nafshi, with this food money, you could have bought food, and instead you're giving it to tzedakah. So again, you're elevating the fats and the blood to Hashem. So carbon, fast days, and tzedakah are all the same nekuda. And when Hashem sees that you're giving a part of yourself to Hashem, that is the gift that can recreate the relationship with Hashem on a proper level.
Each time you give tzedakah, you have to think why you're giving it.
Tzedakah is one of the few mitzvahs that you don't need kavanah for. There's a din in the Gemara, which is brought on Shulchan Aruch also. If a rich man is walking in the street and some money falls out of his pocket, he doesn't know that he lost the money. When he finds out he lost the money, he's going to be upset. Yeah? And a poor man happened to walk in the street after them and found the money, which if you find money in the street, you're allowed to keep it. The rich man got the mitzvah tzedakah. That means even though he didn't know he lost the money, and if he would know it, he wouldn't be upset that he lost it, and he would go back and try to find it. But if a poor man finds the money, you still get the mitzvah of tzedakah.
You just said, after you do teshuva, you give tzedakah.
Right.
So, even for that, you don't have to have kavanah, you just give tzedakah.
If the person knows that this concept of tzedakah is to recreate this relationship with Hashem, it's fine. If a person would sit down and make a cheshbon of all the sins they did and how many hours they have to fast, there's no way they're going to give enough money for it. What work for that? No, this is worse than the income tax. This is worse than the IRS. If a person gets angry, let's say a simple thing, 10 times a day. People get angry a lot, right? You get angry 10 times a day, that's 1,500 fasts.
No, I never get angry.
1,500 fasts that you have to fast, yeah? If you figure $10 a day,
you tell only 3 times.
What?
Oh, every time 3 times.
Tzedakah says you should do the sins.
Once in a year, you do
at least 3 times. At least 3 times. We can discuss it. You know, to fast a little bit, at least a few times, once, whatever. But even if you want to be lenient and say, okay, for 10 angers, you only have to pay for 3. That's only anger. You know me, other things.
What did you say that deals with anger, Tanya?
Simon Chofei Vigersa Kedish. It's mandatory reading.
I want to help other people. I'm a
friend. We are sure.
What?
Okay, there's no problem. Well, you open up an anger clinic. And then you'll do 2 things. You'll make money by working, and you'll be helping so many people.
You're not
going to
get it wrong. You'll only make
me more angry. Osh, the problem is, when all these people, their anger come to you, you're going to get angry at them.
Va'ashi
yesev lefi ashrei, and the rich man should give more, like the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Tainis. But Atev is now going to say it's still a good idea to fast a little bit. A little bit is good to fast. But again, even today we don't do this. We come again, Gabal Nefesh, Achofit, Kirvitz Hashem. But any person with a soul who's looking for the closeness of Hashem, the Sakin Nafshi, to really fix the soul, La Shiva Hashem, Betshuva Me'ulam in Amufcha, to return it to Hashem the proper way, Yachmir Alatzme, he should be strict upon himself, La Hashem Al Kuponim Pamachas, Kol Yimei Chayav, to finish one time in a lifetime the fasts for all the sins of the strict sins. That Yechayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. Like he says, Hey Tzerzel, a wasting seed, 84 fasts, they should fast once in their lifetime. And Al Rebbe says you can even push them off, meaning, Yochel Letchaisim, Yaram Maksarim, you can fast in the winter days, when the days are shorter. You should fast, let's say, 10 fasts in one winter, and then push it out over 8 years, you know, for those. And then he says you can eat 3 hours before Netzach Hamer, before sunrise. The Afal began, nevertheless, Nechshev Latinus is still considered a fast if you made condition. But he says, that's, so he says as follows. He's using the example of 84 fasts because it's a strict sin which is Misa B'dei Shemayim. So he says, one time 84, that you fast straight. I mean, you know, full days. But now you have another, to make up for 3 times 84 is 252. Right? But you're only fasting 84. To make up the rest of the 252, he said, you should fast 4 times 84, a half a day.
Why is he telling us how many times to fast and we don't fast?
The Mechshev Gamkin Tainus B'Yushan. Why? I'll tell you why. Because Al Tareb wants to show you how serious these sins are. When you hear anger is 151 fasts, maybe you'll start thinking of, not you, you as a person, collectively.
I don't take it personally.
I know, I'm not talking
to you. It would only make me angry if I did.
A person should realize that getting angry is very serious. Because the fasting is 151 fasts. You know, and Al Tareb gave other examples. He says, not davening is 61 fasts. You know, a whole bunch of fasts. Be very busy. So now Rebbe says, you have one time 84, you fast full days. Now you're left with two times 84. To make it easier, now Rebbe says, fast four times 84, half a days. And half days, two half days will be counted as one day. But at least you won't have to fast the whole day.
But just remember the bunch of fasts. That's easier.
Let's think about not sinning better.
I think you think about it. It doesn't go.
Why? Listen, if you know,
yeah.
And that's if a person loses themselves. When a person gets angry, and at somebody, and they like to go break the windows, right? Or take a hammer and break up their car, right? They're not going to do it because they know that they're going to have to pay for it. Okay? And when your mind knows, I'm going to have to pay for it, you control yourself and you don't do it, right? Isn't that what people...
Not everybody able.
That's what he said, unless if you lose yourself. And then it's a big rachmanis on the person. But they have no control. But many people like to do something, and they don't do it because they know they're going to break it. And if they break it, they're going to have to pay for it, and it's very expensive. So when you have that understanding, it causes self-control, no? If a person knows before they get angry, that, you know, this getting angry is going to cost me, fasting, tzedakah, whatever it is, the person will control themselves and not get angry.
Okay, but you know you're not going to fast, and you know you're not going to get stuck, that you can look like it's costing you...
Nothing. But that's what Al Tareb says. A person who wants to have this relationship with Hashem, mm-hmm, better not do it.
Okay, so you can look like it's costing your relationship with Hashem.
When fundraisers have a big balabas that gives them money, right?
Yes, I see what you're saying.
And the balabas gets them pretty angry, right?
Yeah.
But they see dollar signs, and the two eyes, they see dollar signs.
That's right.
So they're going to know, I would love to hit the guy over the head, okay?
But they keep their mouth.
But I'm not going to do it, because it's going to cost me money.
But nobody obligates the person that is angry to do this fast and to pay money.
You're saying?
Nobody is obligating him.
What do you mean? The halacha is?
Yeah, nobody controlling me cannot do this.
So then he doesn't have to control anything. No. But that's what he says. A person that wants to have a relationship with Hashem, that's what he said. Kobal nefesh achafetz kirves Hashem. If a person doesn't want to be close to Hashem, so then the whole thing is not for them. He's talking about people that want to be close to Hashem, but they have a yetzahara. So by understanding the yetzahara, understanding even that, you know, this is not going to work because it's going to cost him, so they won't do it.
If you look at it like
One more, let me finish with. The Gemara says, Ezel Chacham, Arayas Anelet. A Chacham sees the future, right? If you like a certain food, you love the food, okay, but then it makes you sick for 3 days in bed, yeah, with a stomach ache. So a fool who lives for the now likes it now and then they'll suffer. A smart person understands it's not worth the 10-minute enjoyment, because how long do you think you enjoy it for? 10 minutes to suffer 3 days. Sometimes so he's a chacham. And the self-control of the person, the self-control of the person is because of the fact he knows that it doesn't pay. So when a person understands that anger and all these things is going to cost them, you know, so then they won't do it.
Okay, because personally, you know, when we're talking about costing, I look at it like it's gonna cost me, like the revelations of Mashiach, right? The more you do now, the more you get then. So I look at it, it's going to cost me in that.
That's a nice approach. It's fine.
Thank you. I'm saying, is that connected over here at all?
If it works, it's connected.
Okay.
If it doesn't work, it's not connected. The famous story in the Gemara, you know, the guy, his wife bugged him to go get money, and he went out, and he got, the hand came down from heaven with a golden leg, and then they had a dream that everybody was sitting by a four-legged table, they were sitting by a three-legged table. You know, the guy has cheshbon, you know, there's no freebies here. Hashem has cheshbonus of how things work. The person has to understand if it's worth it or not.
Why are you so saying so hard?
It's very simple, by the way. This is not this concept is very simple. An intellectual person, and every person officially has a brain. Officially, they have a brain. It's there. I don't know if they use it, but a person understands. You don't do something that's going to cost me money. Understand? That's the issue. If I would love to do something that's going to cost me money, I'm not going to do it. That's all. Why is it so difficult to understand?